It's currently plus one and sunny. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X News. Police responded to a request to assist an ambulance at Herkimer Avenue residence on Friday. Upon arrival, police found a 33-year-old Belleville male being treated by paramedics for lacerations to the head and neck. EMS transported this male to Belleville General Hospital for treatment. He was released later that day. A 41-year-old Belleville female was also involved in the incident and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. This investigation is ongoing. Belleville police have responded to four break-and-enter crimes in various residences in the south and west end sections of the city. Personal identification, a purse, and various electronic items were taken from the homes this past weekend. People with any information about these break-ins are urged to call Crime Stoppers. A judge has upheld the city's right to evict Occupy Toronto protesters from a downtown park. Lawyer Susan Ursel says her demonstrator clients are still considering whether to appeal.
My clients are reviewing the decision. We're reviewing it with them, and they'll make a decision in due course. These are big issues. They are young people. They deserve a chance to consider what their options are and make a careful decision about them. So I'm not going to pressure them into doing one thing or another.
Ontario Superior Court Justice David Brown says the right to protest does not trump the rights of the city to regulate the park for the greater good. Provincial police say someone made off with $400,000 worth of jewelry from a home in Lakeshore, Ontario, while the owners were at church. Police say it happened Sunday morning in the community just east of Windsor. When the owners returned, the home had been ransacked and the jewelry and watches were gone. Police say they are following some leads but would like to hear from anyone with information. The number of motorists charged with drinking and driving offenses in Durham Region's first week of the holiday ride program is down slightly from the same period last year. Police say 19 people were charged in week one. That's down from a record 21 in week one last year. Seven motorists received three-day suspensions, considerably lower than last year's number of 22 drivers. The festive Quinty Region ride program was launched on Friday in various locations. Actor Hugh Grant says he believes Britain's phone hacking scandal goes beyond Rupert Murdoch's newspapers. The actor told a judicial inquiry in London that the Mail on Sunday tabloid ran a story in 2007 about his romantic life and could have only have learned the details through eavesdropping on his voicemails.
I cannot for the life of me think of any conceivable source for this story in the Mail on Sunday except those voice messages on my mobile telephone.
Grant's testimony marks the first time he was implicated a newspaper not owned by Murdoch in the wrongdoing. That's 91X News to 202. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
In junior A hockey, there are four games on the schedule tonight. A game of local interest is Trenton visiting Vaughan, game time 7:25. In the NHL, there are seven games on the go. The Canadian games include the Flames challenging the Blue Jackets at 7, Boston is in Montreal at 7:30, and Edmonton is in Dallas for 8:30. The most anticipated game tonight is the New York Islanders in Pittsburgh. Sid the Kid is making his big return to the game after more than 10 months out of the show. Staff and students around Loyalist College have mixed emotions.
I'm pretty excited. Don't really like the guy very much.
I think that's pretty cool. I heard on the radio tonight that he's coming back, so I'll probably try and find the hockey game somewhere just to watch him play.
I think he's got a big target on his back. I think there's going to be a lot of guys after him.
Well, it'll be good to see him back. He's the number one player in the world.
It'd be good to see him back, especially he's almost 10 months gone from the game.
Awesome. It's about time. I think that he did what he had to do to take care of himself, and he's not going to be like all the mush grains that came back too early and ruined their career.
Puck drops at 7 p.m. in Pittsburgh. Winnipeg Blue Bombers coach Paul LaPolice says it's back to work as they prepare for the Grey Cup in Vancouver. He says it doesn't matter that some rate the Bombers as the underdogs against BC Lions.
Yeah, you know, doesn't really matter. I think those guys in that room don't really, they're going to be excited just to play in the game, whether they're favorite or underdog. Certainly BC being at home is going to put them in a position of a lot more comfort for them, but we've certainly done well on the road this year.
The Bombers shut down the Hamilton Ticats offense to win the CFL East Final 19-3. That's sports. Here's Miller Reynolds in 91X Weather.
It's currently +1 and partly cloudy. Later today, we'll have a high of 2 degrees, staying mainly sunny throughout the afternoon. Tuesday morning will also be mainly sunny, starting off at -2 degrees with a high of 4 degrees throughout the afternoon. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.